This is Lauren
from Nice Apple, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Dial.
I have sang this song before, but I've never felt this fear. I've been talking to the walls, but I've never felt so clear. Oh, you got me where you were, and I hope it's gonna last. In the morning you'll be gone, but I hope that you'll be.
This is Radio Pizza Party.
This is Radio Pizza Party.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
FM!
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 Fun music.
Funky men.
Funky men.
Two very important things that we got both of.
Yeah. Fun music and funky men. This is Radio Pizza Party. As like I said, on CITR 101.9 FM on the unceded territory of the Musqueam people.
Yep.
In That's Vancouver.
British Columbia.
UBC.
Yeah. Which is the university of those two words that I said before, British Columbia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for those who don't listen to this, which I pray that you don't, because there are a few things that you can do with your life on Earth. And if one of them is this show, then dear Lord, I am sorry.
If you have the chance to either tune in or be a guest, those would be precious moments for your life.
Yeah, you have probably children or friends or
family. Hey, if you have children, call in.
Hey, if you have children, call in at 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR, if that's easy to remember. Because it is for me, because I'm not good at numbers.
I think it's much easier to remember. And if you're listening with kids, don't call in. This is a...
Wait, this is a family show.
This is not for
mother
you.
Forkers.
Not for your, whoa. Jesus Christ, my friend. Whoa.
Whoa. So, Jack, what's the deal with this thing? Also, your name is Jack.
My name is Jack Lamming at Jack_Lamming on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping to get 5,000 new followers by the end of the show tonight. So if you could help me out with that, that'd be good. What's the deal with our show?
Yeah.
Well, we're a couple of...
Wait, 5,000?
Yeah, I want 5,000 new followers.
You're at like 200.
I'm at 167.
Oh, okay.
I gained one today. Oh. I'm hoping to get 5,000
time.
Who followed me today? Let me find... It was a comedy night in Seattle.
I think I...
Socially
Gaby.
Inept?
I think that's Gaby's.
Okay.
Gaby Lucas.
Tech roast show. We roast techies.
I think that's Gaby Lucas.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Gaby Lucas.
Yeah.
We miss you. If you can hear us down there. In hell.
No, whoa!
Was that a hack?
What's the show?
What's the show? We're a couple of wild, wild childs of the night. We talk about
the night.
We talk about politics and news with a bit of a weird,
vibe. Politics and news? That has never been the show.
What is our first segment called?
News, but you discuss. Act like we're like a... We're not like a Chapo Trap House.
Chapo Trafoose.
Yeah. We're not like a politics show.
A Rush Limbaugh.
We're not like Russian Limbaugh.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's been
said.
We
should razz him with that one next time we see him. You hang out with him all the time, right?
Apparently he's dying. Did you hear about this? Or not necessarily dying.
Did you hear about that one?
You hear about the one about him? No, he has been diagnosed with cancer, and he's not on the show anymore, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah. So we'll have to get that to him quick, that Russian Limbaugh thing.
We'll do a new segment called Rush Dates. It'll be updates with Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
About him, not with him. I don't want him on our show.
No, I definitely don't want... He's probably... I mean, granted, he would probably be good at talking into the radio. Like
Done it for 30-some-odd years, so I'm sure he's good at it.
You know, because sometimes we have... Who have good things to say but are not good at talking on the radio.
Yeah.
He would have bad things to say... But he'd be good at talking on the radio.
You're saying that charisma is the most important thing.
I'm not saying it's the most important part, but I'm saying it's something that is missing with some guests.
That's true. Who?
Johann Cooper.
One of the worst.
One of the
dregs. There's this guy that always calls in. I think he's a friend of yours, Nick Morgan?
That guy's called in like once or twice.
But there's all these people that call in.
Yeah, you get these weirdos that call in sometimes.
Got no charisma.
No charisma.
They go over like a lead balloon.
Well,
yeah.
If you want something to drop and sink,
get them.
So yeah, this is the kind of the show is. We discuss topics.
We have
of the
fun
day.
Guests sometimes.
We have fun guests. This week we have no guests.
We're throwing it back to like a 6-month period when we almost never had a guest.
Yeah, when we just were too busy and we had no friends, I guess.
Yeah, our friends are... Well, we had friends. They were just also very busy.
Yeah.
We do have friends.
I would say I have several friends.
Yeah, let's name some of them.
Ugh.
Johann Cooper.
Johann Cooper. Oh, my best friend. I would never say anything ill about that guy.
Yeah.
Who else? My mom. Michelle.
My girlfriend.
Yeah, that's... Friend is in the name of that.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess my girlfriend as well, because it's friends there. My boyfriend.
I wouldn't say I'm friends with your girlfriend, though.
Oh, that's fair.
I can only have one girlfriend at a time.
Yeah, because then it's awkward.
Yeah. I'm like, I come home and I'm like, hey, Sophie, I got a new girlfriend today. And then she yells at me for like 6 hours. And I'm like, don't have time for that.
So no, yeah.
I keep it.
Because you won't answer any more questions. You'll just be like, I got a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then you'll sit down and just play Xbox, put the headset on.
Yeah.
Not listen.
I put earplugs in and then I put the headset on top. And then I yell into the mic.
Yeah. Just a devil. You're like, die.
I got a new girlfriend today. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the sort of thing that you do. So, me and you, since our last show, have had a few things going on.
We've had, in my case, 4 things. In your case, 2.
Yeah. And so Yeah, so why don't we go to a little episode?
This is a throwback. We haven't played this game in over maybe 2 years.
Oh, yeah, for a while.
This has been a long time.
This is one of the season one.
Yeah, the aged cheddars will know. That's what I call long time fans.
Yeah, so this is a little something that we like to call after this ad plays.
That's the best thing about
what's gross.
Squarespace, yeah. Oh, what is that?
It's an ASMR, a guy eating nuclear fire, mac and cheese, mukbang, no talking.
Good.
Cooking and eating sounds.
Nuclear fire mac and cheese?
I don't.
Is it just spicy?
It does have almost eight and a half million views.
And it has 190,000 likes.
It's really, I don't understand the appeal of that.
I've never liked a YouTube video.
Mm-mm.
I can't imagine watching that 190,000 times and thinking,
well, it's not one person liking it.
Oh, okay.
At least I don't think so.
Maybe. Maybe it's one person with 190,000 accounts.
That maybe it's this guy who uploaded it, because I can't imagine anyone who would want to watch that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened this last week and a bit?
So on February 18th, I...
Remember.
February 18th. 9 months before the 18th of November. I got my wisdom teeth out.
It's 14 days before the 4th of November.
Hey, it's the 5th. I got my wisdom teeth out. All four of them.
All four of those bad boys.
All four of them. They call it a full house.
You like put the cards down. You're like, yeah. Deal me in.
Yeah. And then you have to
you
eat
can't
the,
bring your own cards.
You have to eat the cards and then they knock you out.
Yeah.
And it was, getting them out was a fine experience for me.
Yeah.
But the entire week and a half since has just been a cavalcade of gross things that I didn't know my body did.
Yeah. I also got mine out. It was a very weird coincidence. We didn't plan for this. It was a very weird, like, oh, I'm getting my wisdom teeth out this week. And you're like, oh, so am I.
Yeah. You got yours done the day after me, which was, I don't know, felt a little bit weird.
Yeah, it was
like
a bit of a...
you're copying me a little
it
bit.
It was a bit of a, stop copying me.
Yeah.
Stop hitting yourself. So I only got two out. And yeah. I was awake during mine. So I don't want to, like, because I know people really don't like hearing about it. That's what I've learned throughout this whole experience. People hate hearing about teeth stuff. So maybe shouldn't go too much into it.
But here's the thing. People don't like hearing about it in person.
Oh.
But they can't say don't. If you don't want to hear about this, please call
in. If you don't want to hear, call in 604-822-2487.
Our lines are wide open.
So if you don't want to hear about this, you can save everyone.
Yeah.
If you just call in and say, please don't talk about your time at the dentist.
This is going to be like one of those situations where somebody says, somebody call an ambulance, and then nobody does.
Yeah, you have to say to an individual person, you call the ambulance.
Yeah, so don't let this be a Kitty Genovese situation.
Who is that?
Where everybody sits by and does nothing.
Who's Kitty Genovese?
Well, we'll not go too deep into that. But,
is that a case where that happened?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And just call in and stop us.
Yeah.
But when they were slicing into
somebody
my mouth.
Somebody stop me.
Hey, my mouth was smoking. So I got put under almost. There's like three levels of what they do. There's general anesthesia, which is like you're going in for like heart surgery. They put you under completely. And then there's IV sedation, which is what I had. And then there's local anesthetic, which is what you had.
Which is what a lot of people get when they get like cavities and filled.
Which is what...
you can still call in people, 604-822-2487. Be the savior of all the other listeners and stop us from talking about our teeth.
So I got my IV put in, and not to brag or anything, but they said I had great veins. Which
you're like, they're like, yours friggin' vascular, bro.
Yeah. They were like... My doctor, Dr. Kenneth Chow, please call in. he said, dude, you're looking shredded. And then they put these weird sunglasses on me that blocked out like almost all the light.
Were they like Elton John sunglasses?
Yeah, they were pink and they had rhinestones all over them. And I was out completely.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up and there was a nurse guiding me with both hands.
Oh, wow.
Into a chair. And then I sat for a while. And then my parents came and picked me up.
Cool.
I was there for like 6 hours. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't come for aid.
Yeah. But they gave me my teeth in a paper cup.
Yeah, I didn't get my teeth.
Good. I didn't know what to do with them. They like sat on my parents' kitchen counter for like 4 days and then we threw them out.
Yeah, it's fair.
What else is going to happen?
But you, whoever was going through your garbage, was like, jackpot.
Hey, jacktooths.
Jacktooths. Whereas mine was a local anesthetic, which you just get the...
just shots to the gums.
Just some shots, and then they... So you're awake for it, which isn't the most pleasant thing. And people, that's why I don't want to get too detailed, because people hate hearing about this every time I talk about it.
It's so such a gross idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why that was...
Yours on the top or bottom?
The bottoms, yeah. So that's been an episode of What's Gross? Is that what we call it? Or This Is Gross?
That's gross.
Oh, that I don't even. Oh, I hate that. I hated that.
I feel like we didn't talk enough about how gross it was replacing the gauze in your mouth.
I only did that a little bit.
Oh, I did it.
I also
quite
had
a few
less
times.
Blood because two less incisions or
yeah,
whatever.
So, I had double the blood.
Yeah, you got like so much blood. So why don't we go from That's Gross, which is a bit of a throwback. So if you guys like that, call in 604-822-2487.
I think we played that with Ola Olanian.
I think you're right, yeah.
Hey, if you're listening, call in.
Yeah, he is working for the Tai. So we have some people that have gone on to do quite big things.
Not us. We're just chilling here.
I think,
just a
like,
couple of dudes.
We've had Zach on, right?
Zach Vasseri? Yeah, we had him.
Yeah, he's now a working journalist.
Yeah, we've had Jack Howen on.
Yeah, all these people who, if you're on Canadian journalist Twitter, you know about.
Yeah. They're somewhat lesser known, but they're getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
all the small names in Canadian journalism Twitter have been on Radio Pizza Party.
Yeah. So why don't we go to our regularly scheduled program called Some News to Discuss. Okay, so this is the segment of the show where we talk about the news, what's going on in the world, and we just give our perspectives because you just hear a fact, you need someone to tell you if that fact's good or bad, right? It's called context.
And that's a burden that we bear.
Yes, that is the cross that we must carry.
Yeah. We're not religious, but we'll bear that cross.
Bear, that's the word I was looking for.
I mean, you can carry it too.
I guess, but... Yes, that is our cross to bear. So, let me get that first little bit of news.
Yeah, I'll do this. This will definitely age well. Coronavirus is really something these days, hey, everyone?
Yeah, so it's a big thing in a lot of places.
Getting bigger.
Yes, it's not. Are you getting... I know you were telling me people in your family have been quite worried about this.
My mom in particular
has
an entire bookcase. She sent me a photo yesterday. She has a bookcase... filled to the brim with non-perishable goods now.
And she's not in a big population center.
No. She's in a reasonably small town, which, I mean, I guess could be worse.
Yeah.
If you're in a smaller population center. She has a massive amount of canned goods and cereals and grains. Not to brag or anything, but I've got 4 cans of tomatoes at home.
Wow.
And 2 cans of red beans.
What?
And a can of crab meat.
What?
Which we've had for a while because my girlfriend doesn't like crab meat pasta.
Wait, a can of crab meat?
Yeah, you can buy it. There's a really good recipe that uses crab. But
like real crab? It's not imitation?
It's not imitation. It's like...
How does it stay good in a can?
I don't know. How does anything stay good in a can? It's canned.
I feel like seafood is something else, though.
Well, you can buy canned tuna.
Yeah, but...
Shellfish, I understand what you mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying
to
say.
You can buy like...
You can buy a lot of things.
You can buy an entire canned chicken. That's a thing.
That's true. I don't know how Hey, if you know how canning works, call in 604-822-2487. We were hoping to the Lord we get a caller today.
Yeah. I made blueberry jam last year, and I didn't have a pot big enough, so canning it didn't work.
Oh, you got a few moldy ones.
No, they didn't go moldy. I ate them really quickly, but they didn't do the lids didn't the pop down.
Nice.
Hey, you want to take the next one?
Yeah, so scientists, you know about these wacky scientists, these nutty professors.
They're always talking about their methods.
Yeah, hypothesis this.
Hypotenuse.
Oh, somebody's got a theory.
I wish I was high on hypotenuse.
scientists have found an organism. So you know about these organisms?
Hey, I'm one of them.
Yeah,
I'm
as am
lie.
I.
Yeah.
You're not going to lie?
I won't. That I want to make this promise to our Radio Pizza Party listeners. I will never lie to you. As far as I know, I'm telling the truth at all times.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, you're an organism.
Mm-hmm.
For all intents and purposes.
For all intensive purposes, I know that I am an organism. And I could name a few other ones. Bald eagles. Worms.
Fish.
Fish as well. Garth Brooks. He's an organism for sure.
And you know what? He's probably led to the creation of a few other organisms.
His songs are just so sexy.
Yeah.
I don't know how people stand it.
So scientists have found an organism that doesn't need oxygen.
No.
So that's
Look,
where I'm like, yeah.
Don't lie to me. I want to enter the no spin zone here.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
This is a good question. And
that's why I asked it.
I don't know. I think they're like little tiny multicellular creatures.
I'm one of those as well. So this is confusing me because I've tried to go a week without oxygen.
I guess I mean much smaller.
Okay.
Like a maximum five cells.
Several celled.
Yeah.
Okay.
A handful of cells.
A handful of celled organism is...
Yeah.
I'm more than that.
Baker's dozen cells.
I'd say I'm in the hundreds of cells.
I think you're probably in the thousands.
All right. Don't call me fat here, man.
I don't think you have more cells. I don't know.
Who knows?
I think they're just bigger. Yeah, so that's weird, hey? There's an organism that doesn't need oxygen. That's weird.
That's freaky.
That could maybe mean aliens.
That could.
That could mean that there's an aliens out there.
Hey, you know where? I know where I have an aliens.
Hmm.
In my Blu-ray collection. That movie's great.
But the special features?
Yeah. Amazing.
The audio commentary with Ridley Scott?
Yeah. Bill Paxton? There's alternate takes where he says...
I guess Ridley Scott didn't direct Aliens. It was James Cameron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the... Ridley Scott is the godfather of Aliens.
Yeah. Of the Alien franchise, he really set in motion the pawns to create the Aliens film.
Him, he's the dad, and H.R. Giger is the mom.
I'm sure...
Without them... We wouldn't have Alien 3.
No, we wouldn't have Alien versus Predator. No matter who wins, we all lose.
We wouldn't have Alien Covenant.
No.
We wouldn't have Prometheus.
We wouldn't even have Alien
Resurrection.
Yes, hey, thank you.
Yeah, where there's the alien-human hybrid.
Yeah, that's the Resurrection.
Yeah.
Back in the, with the Resurrection. Is that the song?
Yes, that is that song.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, if you didn't have that song, you wouldn't have that really good scene in Office Space.
No, so that it's crazy how all these little tiny things lead together.
Yeah. What a world we live in.
I think we're lucky.
I think if we didn't have an organism that doesn't need oxygen, we wouldn't have James Cameron.
Wait, are you saying, yeah, I agree. Xenomorphs, do they need oxygen?
Well, they shoot them out into space.
Yeah, and they don't say, I'm suffocating.
Guys, can you send out an air tank?
They could just get killed because they're in space because it's cold.
Cold, yeah. But they never really linger on that shot. It never like follows them for a few minutes and you see it.
And you fall into the sun or something?
Yeah. That's what happens if you get lost in space. You fall into the sun.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
That's that TV show. Lost in Space.
They fall into the sun?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, because everything that...
That's grim.
Yeah, episode one.
And then they fall out of the other side.
Yeah, because it's fine.
And then they're found again, and they're good.
Yeah.
They go back to Earth.
Mm.
He becomes a lawyer.
Yeah. They get on the found in space.
Yes.
So, this last thing...
Well, there's a third one.
What did you do?
There's a third one that I wanted to add.
Okay.
This is just a fact. I saw a Three Legged Dog yesterday.
Interesting.
It was great. It was white and it had really...
It looked happy.
Looked really stoked.
Cool.
Which
leg was missing?
From its perspective, front... Stage right front.
Okay, so
it's left.
It's left paw.
Yeah, it's
or
left
leg.
It was a whole leg.
Yeah,
was missing. It was really cute, and he was running really quickly.
Yeah, that's
which
always
was
fun.
Impressive for something with three legs. I know I couldn't run fast with three legs.
I feel like I'd be hindered with three legs.
Yeah,
that's not an optimal amount of legs for speed. I think.
Yeah,
I think I'm not
for any animal
to say.
I don't think a human being would do well with it. And I don't think dogs do well with it either.
No,
that's not to say that dogs can't do well with three legs.
No, and you are living proof because you saw it.
I saw it, and he looked happy as a clam.
Yeah,
with no legs.
So this other piece of news. Canada is not going to pay for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's security, which is something, right?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, so that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, they're not Canadians.
No. And
Canada doesn't have a... I mean, I guess we technically have a royal family.
Yeah, but it's different.
Yeah. The only royal...
It's different.
The only royal family member I recognize, mm-hmm. the Queen. Well, she's on her money.
She is.
Cash rules everything around me, which means the Queen rules everything around me.
I guess that's true, but that also means Wilfrid Laurier does.
And the Canada arm,
and
if I'm paying with hundreds.
R.B. Bennett.
Yeah.
And William Lyon Mackenzie King.
Somebody discovering, I think it's insulin, is the person with the microscope.
Yeah, I think you see a little banting on there.
Yeah.
With a test tube, like, swirling it around, just to show the
And there's
people.
A speech bubble that says, I just discovered insulin.
Yeah,
holy
like,
hell.
Oh my God. I'm going to call my wife.
She's diabetic.
Okay, so that has been some news to discuss. Doom, digga, ding, doom.
Rigga, digga, doom.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to go to a QLB.
Quick little break.
The people of the world will know of these things called quick little breaks.
Old cheddars and fresh curds alike.
Yeah.
I think we need to start dividing up our fan base.
Curds and whey?
No, I think we have aged cheddar and cheese curds. Like our old school fans. Like my parents.
They are
and
old
your
school.
Parents.
Yeah.
Our oldest fans. And then our newest fans. Like Obama put Radio Pizza Party on his podcast for this year.
He was the one who was like, this is not a movie, but like it had the power of a movie.
Yeah.
We're next to Fleabag.
Yeah. With that scene.
Yeah.
He said that he only liked that scene of Fleabag.
Which was weird. He's like, yeah, it made me feel cool.
Yeah.
All right, so what we're going to go to now is, this is maybe a little sneak peek for next week.
Sneak peek.
So if people are aware of Matt Farley.
Who is your new obsession. Apparently.
Who's my new obsession. Who we might, who I'll just say.
God willing,
there might be some things coming down the way. So we're going to play some songs by him, and then we'll be back to play a little game called Is This a Character? So this song is called Vancouver is a Good Nice Place.
Nice.
west side of the Kootenay River at its confluence with the St. Mary's River. Cranbrook, what a nice town, what a good city. I like to go to 10th Avenue and visit with all my friends. Cranbrook welcomes you. Welcome to Cranbrook.
All right, we are back at Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM.
FM.
So that was Vancouver. What was it? Is a good place to visit. Here comes a song. Or what is it? Sorry. It's kind of a weird name. Vancouver is a good, nice place to... is a good, nice place. And then there was also Here Comes a Song About Cranbrook, British Columbia. So just for... context, I guess.
For our own edification.
Our own edification. Matt Farley has 20,000 songs just about any topic.
Anything you can imagine. Look up the first pope to wear trousers.
Yeah, look that up. And I'm sure there's a song about that guy. There's someone working on a database to songs so you can just like keyword search. And
yeah.
It's truly wild. So maybe we'll see more of that coming down the pike. But we first have a, I guess not first, but we have a little a game called Is This a Character?
Yeah, I like this. I like this.
Rockers, you are amazing.
So I guess that's by a band called The Characters.
Yeah, just looked up The Characters band on YouTube, and that was the first one.
Oh,
came up.
I was like, I've never heard of this
me
band.
Me neither.
Okay, so
called The Characters.
All right, so this is a game.
Yeah,
or like a this discussion.
It's a comedy exercise.
Yeah. So
we would like to introduce more
characters
into our show.
Yeah.
Usually it's just the gruesome twosome. Because
we've always had real things.
We've never lied is the thing.
Yeah, so we've always had real reality on the show.
Yeah.
So we thought that we would maybe come up with a few character concepts which we could then bring forward.
Yeah, to maybe make them regulars.
Maybe make them regulars. So if you want to jump in on maybe one of the conversations or you want to call in and talk about some of the character ideas that we're putting forward, you can always call at 604-822-2487. I also put it up on my Twitter, T-Bone_Wheeler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone retweeted it, so hopefully Pierce calls.
If Obama retweeted, he promised to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that would really help us.
That would help.
You had the phone number in the thing, right?
What's that?
Yeah, in the tweet?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Then we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Do you want to start with a character name?
Yeah, so this is one I thought... I actually have a prop for this one.
Oh, great.
This is a character called Mr. Pill. There's no pills in it right
now. You ran out of antibiotics?
Yeah, so this is a pill container. So I guess if it went well, there'd be pills in here and they'd kind of shake around.
Great.
And they'd maybe sound... I can't... do you have anything like change I could put in here?
I have my keys.
Oh, wait, I think I'll just put my headphones in there. So it'd be like this. Oh, it doesn't make a noise.
Here.
Okay. Yeah. So I'd come in and I'd be like, hey, this would be the voice. Hey, it's Mr. Pill. And just reminding you, if you were prescribed by a doctor to take pills, you should take those pills.
I like that a lot.
To cure your illness.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, so like what, so yeah, maybe like out of 10, or like if you have maybe one or two questions and like, yeah, and then
what,
we can go to out of 10.
Where is he from?
Oh, that's a good question. He's from North Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10.
Okay.
I think it's got, yeah. I think it's kind of limited.
But you know what? 5 is average, so that's okay. That's slightly
below
average.
It's just a bit below average.
Yeah.
My first character is named Foghorn Airhorn.
Okay.
I'll just do a little bit of what he sounds like.
Okay. And that's just...
Yeah. He's a sprightly young bird, but he was bitten by a radioactive air horn.
Okay.
So every morning, instead of going cock-a-doodle-doo, he goes...
he goes, what? So he, instead of cock-a-doodle-doo...
He does an air horn.
So he's noise. Taking the job of the rooster.
No, he is a rooster himself.
Oh, did you say rooster?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was, like the Looney Tunes character, you know, Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah.
He was Foghorn Leghorn bit by a radioactive
air horn. Oh, I thought this was just a guy.
No, he's not a guy just standing on top of a barn.
Okay. Oh, so it's like, okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Would he be animated?
Yeah.
That's hard to do. So,
I know, real life especially.
Yeah, so we'd have to get the Roger Rabbit people.
Mm-hmm. And so, they don't work for free.
They do not work for free. That's the one thing they keep telling me every time I call. So I would say 6 out of 10, just simply because we can't animate in real life.
So
right
it's
now.
An above average idea with a below average execution.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is a character called Gerrymander.
Gerrymander? Okay.
Gerrymander. So he kind of sounds like this. Well, I do declare it is I. Gerrymander.
What do you do, Gerrymander?
I simply go down to the soda jerk and get myself a good old Coca-Cola. So he's kind of like an old-fashioned kind of like Southern dude who likes to have a good Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Yeah. He's from South Atlanta.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got both sides of Atlanta now.
Yeah, the North and the South.
That's good. There's only two sides of Atlanta, mm-hmm. too, so... Might have to have somebody from the middle in your next one.
Like inner that. City, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a...
Wait, did Foghorn Airhorn just come in?
He's tired today. I'm going to give that a 7 out of 10.
Oh, okay.
I like the image of an old man drinking a crispy bottle of Coke.
The bottle is crispy or the...
The Coke itself
is croak?
The Croke?
It was
so fresh. It's so fresh he died.
Wow, that'd be a major rewrite, but I'm not open to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, my next.
Okay, that's the next character. And if you have any thoughts on any of these characters, please call in 604-822-2487. Jack is giving me a stare.
My next character is Jabba Dabba Doo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is a rewrite of Star Wars where... It's a crossover between Star Wars and The Simpsons, also animated, where
Simpsons,
the Flintstones.
Oh,
I meant to say that.
The Flintstones.
The Flintstones.
Oh, the Flintstones.
Yeah, we called them the Flintstones in my family. Where Jabba the Hutt plays Barney Rubble.
Wait, like the main guy?
The main guy, yeah.
Fred Flintstone.
Fred Flintstone. His friend's Barney Rubble.
The main guy is Fred Flintstone.
Oh!
Yeah, Fred Flintstone.
Okay. I'm not doing well today. But yeah, he would sound a little...
He's Jabba the Hutt, but he's Fred Flintstone?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would sound a bit like, Wilma! Ba-da-da-dee!
Oh, so he'd be like, he like sticking his tongue out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd kind of slide down the dinosaur's back when he leaves the work. He'd like roll.
Yeah, how would he do the thing with the car?
He has legs, is the thing that people don't know about.
Oh, he's
Jabba
like a centipede?
Hutt. Yeah.
Oh.
It's just under his flaps.
Oh.
So he kind of bundles that up in the car and then he uses his little.
And it's like.
Yeah, his little stubby legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was a major. Because it's two. Properties that we're gonna have to get rights to.
That's true. That's tougher.
Yeah, so like we'd have to get the Disney people and then the Hanna-Barbera people.
Yeah, and Hanna-Barbera is dead. Long dead now.
Yeah. Is it Hannah? It's not Hanna-Barbera.
No,
it's a guy with the last name Hannah and last name Barbera, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be a woman with the last name
I
Hannah.
Mean, that's
it could
true.
Could be Daryl Hannah.
I'm just going to assume that Daryl Hannah. Okay. I'm just going to assume old-timey. They're both men, but maybe, who knows. But it would be cool if their name was Hanna-Barbera.
That would be cool. I'd like that.
So I'm going to say four, just because this is too much. This too much.
Yeah, it's
maybe
fair.
Even three.
It's a bit of a sensory overload.
It really is, because you got to look, think of the tongue and the little feet.
Got to think about Barney Flintstone.
Yeah. So this is a character, Cedric the Frederick.
Cedric the Frederick. Okay.
Yeah. So like Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah.
But
he's a Frederick.
He's a Frederick.
What's a Frederick?
Oh, just like you know, just a Frederick. Like he's like you know, he was Cedric.
Give me a characteristic of a Frederick.
So he goes up there and says, "Hey, it's me, Frederick. You can call me Freddy, but I'm also Cedric." and you can just call me Cedric. So I answer to both Cedric and Frederick. I'm Cedric the Frederick.
And that's kind of his whole deal?
And his whole thing is just sort of clarifying what he could be called.
Okay.
So he goes up there, and it's not entertaining because he's not Cedric the Entertainer.
Oh, so he's just a guy.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that Cedric the Entertainer made it clear what his purpose was. So I think...
yeah. He's like, here, I'm here to entertain.
And if I may say so myself, I'm doing a very good job of it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be difficult to make a compelling movie when...
Wait, this is for a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That you don't know what the character is, and he spends most of the time kind of spitballing ideas of what he could be.
Well, he knows what he is, but I think it's just the problem of like communicating what that means.
Right. Can you describe what a Frederick does other than go on stage and say that he is one?
Yeah, it's kind of like the Supreme Court, you know? Like you know it when you see it.
Okay.
Like when you know a Frederick when you see a Frederick.
Right. Okay.
You looked very happy when I said the Supreme Court. You jumped out of your seat.
Yeah, my head hit the ceiling.
Yeah.
I know what the Supreme Court is.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it when I see it, but there's also like a dictionary definition of the Supreme Court.
What?
Yeah, that's what you mean. The Supreme Court, I know it when I see it.
Yeah.
I know the Supreme Court when I see
it. If I see Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
Who else? No, Scalia's gone. Brett Kavanaugh, unfortunately. Who's the
Samuel
other
Alito.
Yeah, if I see these people walking down arm in arm,
down the street with ice cream in their hands.
I know I'm looking at the Supreme Court.
Do you think they hang
out? If you see Brett Kavanaugh,
you might be on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna give that a 2 out of 10.
Oh,
it's
what?
Just too unclear. Yeah.
Okay.
If you disagree,
if you disagree, please call me. If you like any of these characters, and I plead to you, 604-822-2487.
We'll be nice.
We are trying to get the audience, because this is like a bit of a, what's the word, test audience?
Audience participation trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So just.
We're doing crowd work tonight.
We're doing crowd work. So we want to get the take of the people before we kind of take this to wide release.
Yeah. Right now, our broadcast range is 40 feet. So
you're in this building.
Yeah. It's pretty difficult. Mm-hmm. And if you're hearing it outside of this building, guess what? We're 40 feet away from you.
Yeah. We're in a car.
And we're closing fast.
Yeah. So, and if you're in a car, we're in a car behind you.
Yeah. I'm going to go with another one.
Mm-hmm.
Pete David's son.
Okay. So this is a guy named Pete who's David's son.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he, his dad is a plumber.
Okay.
He has like a plumbing firm, like he's like a contractor. But
the dad does or the Pete?
The dad does. Oh. The dad is like a successful plumber and he wants Pete to take over the family business.
Right.
Pete doesn't really want to do that. He wants to be a comedian. So you just kind of follow his life and times in, I don't know. Wisconsin. Yeah.
So he's trying to be a professional comedian in Wisconsin.
Yeah, he wants to call it Wisconsin because he's so funny.
He's so witty, he wants to change the name.
He wants to change the name of the state itself.
So, Pete, so then what's the last name of them, Pete and David?
Ginsburg.
Pete and David Ginsburg.
Yeah.
Okay.
And is married to Ruth Bader. Pete's married to Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Okay.
They live separately.
Is he equally in age or is he like in his 20s
now? Yeah, he's 22.
Oh, that's problematic. I would. Yeah, I would say a little.
That's
a little
bit problematic.
Weird. A little weird.
Hey, take that to the Supreme Court.
I'll know when I see it.
Yeah.
So I would say, based on that, that's such an unnecessary detail that I was really, like, that was like a 10.
That's
but
a 10?
I'm going to have to really bump it down to a 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't hear what his stand-up is like.
Oh, what's his stand-up like? I can't imagine this knocking anything down.
What's the deal with flow limiters?
Oh, so he does like
plumbing. He does plumbing material.
Because that's the only thing he knows.
Yeah, he's like, sometimes I just can't keep my pants up.
What?
I'm under your sink.
Oh,
you're taking photos of my crack. What's the deal?
taking photos? That's a bit of an invasion of privacy.
I hear your flashbulbs go off.
Wait, so he's old as well?
My customers are in their 80s.
Oh, so
I turn around. He's got his head under his sheet and the camera. He's holding up.
He's got a pinhole.
Yeah.
He's got a camera obscura.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a 9 still.
Unfortunately, it's gone up. So 9.5.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
So this is a guy called Lloyd.
Okay. Lloyd.
Just Lloyd.
Lloyd?
Lloyd.
Spelled
Lloyd. L-L-O-Y-D.
Why? Okay.
Lloyd.
What's his story?
Oh, okay. So his...
Oh, took you back with that one.
So his whole thing is, so he grows up in a small town. He dreams of becoming an engineer.
Okay.
He goes to engineering school.
Okay.
He gets his degree. He becomes an engineer.
Okay.
Gets a family.
Okay.
Gets old.
Okay.
And then dies.
Sweet. Does he have kids?
He has 3 children.
What are their names?
Lloyd Jr.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Okay.
And Jessica Parker.
Whoa. Do the second two ever fuse?
Oh, never.
Okay.
They actually have never spoken.
They've never...
Well,
what's their age difference?
30 years.
That makes sense. Was this with the same woman?
Who knows at this point?
When did Lloyd live? When did Lloyd the lover live?
He died 1778.
Wow. Didn't know people were named Lloyd back then.
Born, I don't know, 1705.
It's a good life.
Yeah.
203 years.
No.
Can I hear what Lloyd sounds like?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Lloyd, is that you? Look at you, Lloyd. It's great to... Are you talking to me from under the ground?
No, this is my voice.
That's your normal voice?
Yeah. Oh, is that weird about it?
You sound so freaky, Lloyd. Tell me.
That's rude.
Were your children Sarah and Jessica Parker from the same woman?
Who knows at this point?
Turn it up.
What? What? You're looking weird.
So that's what Lloyd would sound like.
He got really mad at me towards the end there.
Yeah, you're just like, you said he sounded freaky. And then you said, turn it up to him. That's rude.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think of Lloyd?
I like Lloyd. I'm going to give that 5 stars.
Oh, you're going to the star model?
Yeah, I'm going to stars. Yeah.
Out of
6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird number of stars, but yeah. I'll accept it.
Could have been 7. You would have done worse.
Well, maybe you should stop adding stars. Yeah. This is getting a bit scary for me.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
So, let's do one more.
I like Lloyd.
If you like any of these, 604-822-2487.
This feels pathetic now. Okay. My last one that I'm going to say is Piss Farley.
What? Okay. Okay. What's up?
So he was on SNL for a number of years.
Oh, okay, and then sounds
he,
like.
And then he starred in Tommy Boy, and then he once.
This is an alternate real.
He once reality? Had too many diuretics, and he can't stop peeing.
For his entire life?
Yeah.
Like, he can't stop, like, it's a constant flow, or...
He's just...
Or he has to go often.
He's got to go so often that it's constant.
So as soon as he's done, he's zipped up, he's leaving the bathroom, he has to...
He unzips, yeah. Darn it, he says, oh, God, darn.
And that's a lifelong problem for him.
Yeah.
How does he function?
Sex is difficult.
Okay. Well, yes. Okay.
Flying on a plane, he reserves the bathroom.
That's his seat.
Yeah. Golfing, he gets one of those golf clubs that you can pee in.
Yeah.
Which the weight, it's not regulation. Like, he's not allowed to use those in.
Can't put too much in it.
Yeah. He has to pour some out. He means too much. And then he has to pay to have the green replaced. Uh-huh. It's a whole thing. His kids hate it. He picks them up from school.
They hate it? I feel like they wouldn't know the difference.
Well, no, he had his kids first.
Oh.
Yeah. And this, it started...
To mean that they would hate it.
Yeah.
I feel like they'd be sympathetic.
No, his kids are not fans. Oh, okay. His kids are really mean.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to hear what he sounds like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God. Jack's standing up and really getting his... Piss Farley voice ready. Here's.
Hey kids, good to see you. I hope that. Oh no! Don't tell your mother.
I hate it.
Well, gotta go, boys. I gotta go be.
Wait, what's he? What is that? He's walking around, and that's the noise that follows him.
I got this. Portable urinal. Oh, I gotta go God. Empty it.
This is vile.
So I'll see you later.
This is vile.
So yeah, I think that I'm gonna pitch that character probably to
not
who's,
to us.
Whose line is it anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah. I figure if they just put a drain in the floor, they'd be fine.
Like a shower?
Yeah.
Or like a utility room?
They just have it. They'd need to have a drain between the stage and where the customers are. You don't want their feet getting wet.
Do you call the people in the audience customers?
They paid money and they're getting a show. They're customers of the show.
I guess so.
Yeah.
It's just a weird way to think of it.
They're patronizing the venue. Yeah. They're customers of the venue. Makes sense.
Okay.
Don't question me on this.
Okay, so that's... I would give that a 10.
Yes!
Out of 12. So that has been...
Not bad.
Is this a character?
Sing it with me, come on. Take me down by the water where those children we play.
All right, and that's this popular-looking band.
That was a fun little
romp,
a little jamboree we just did.
That is.
Yeah.
It really is. So why don't we go to a QLB?
Yeah, let's go to one of our QLBs.
We just have a lot. We got a lot planned for the third act of this show.
Yeah. The relaxed fit period.
That's what I like to call that.
Yes. The chill time.
So we're going to play, I think we're going to have time to play two songs.
Whoa, and some ads we probably should.
Yeah, we can probably do that.
We'll do that. We'll make that work.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play two musical artists.
Yes.
We're going to play, have you listened to the new Grimes?
I have not yet.
It's pretty good.
Is it? Okay, sweet.
And then, do you know Eve's Tumor?
No, I listened to a song, but it was not a tumor.
Okay, so why don't we do that song, and then we will go to Grimes, and then, yeah.
Cool.
Yay. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Solve it.
Study and Go Abroad Fair is back in town on Tuesday, March 3rd at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Building. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world, Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out the Travel Zone for internships, language travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit www.studyandgoabroad.com. Admission is free.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
The Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival presents a climbing show featuring local climbers Kim and Graham McGrenery, who will talk about their adventures in Armenia, along with films from around the globe. The VIMFF will also present a ski program with local producer Ruben Krabbe, who will show his mind-blowing ski photographs and his short film Nebula. February 25th and 27th at 7:30, Frederick Wood Theatre at UBC. Tickets at www.vimff.org.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Oh, hello! Hey. Oh, on Radio
Pizza.
On CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, a.k.a. the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Here in, UBC.
Yeah, UBC.
If you're just tuning in, we played a little game called Is That a Character? We've talked about the news.
We've chatted about the haps.
Mm-hmm. We've gone to so many places, and no one's called in.
Honestly, it hurts my feelings when nobody calls in.
We've been tagging you in this conversation.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh.
Whoa. What's this?
There's a phone call.
A phone call.
I'm gonna have to answer it. Hello. Is this the phone?
Hello.
Oh, hi. Thank you for finally calling. We've been trying to get someone to call the entire show. What's up?
I've just been relaxing, enjoying your show, listening to your character and your interesting idea. I think you guys are funny.
Oh, well, hey, that's always nice to hear a fan, you know? What's your name?
My name's David.
David. Nice to meet you, David.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you fellows too.
So what's up with you? What's your story?
Well, I'm a businessman. I'm a senior vice president of Dolly's Dollies and Dolls.
Dollies, Dollies, and Dolls.
Yeah.
Is that Dollies, possessive, Dollies, like the hand truck, and then Dolls, like the small representations of people?
100%.
Wow. So yeah. Jack got it right on.
Wow. I'm proud of myself.
It's a marketable name, I like to think.
Yeah.
So it rhymes. Why Dolly? Is that your last name, or is that a nickname for you, or?
Well, no, Dolly's my wife.
Oh. Hello, Dolly.
Hello. What's your last name?
Wallace.
David Wallace.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. So you have this business that is Dollies, Dollies, and Dolls.
Dollies and Dolls.
So you are the main business operator, if that's
senior vice president.
Senior vice president.
Who's the CEO? Is that your wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the CFO?
Yeah, we started the business. CFO. That's our buddy Jimmy.
So you're not even a C, you aren't the CEO, you're just a senior VP in a business that you started?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah, well, I'm not the most responsible.
You say that with a wink.
Yeah, you kind of do a little
giggle. I can hear it through the phone.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I spent 5 to 10 years in prison.
Whoa.
For money laundering.
5 to 10. You don't know.
5 to 10. It's up to government agents to decide how long that properly, or really it's up to a judge, not up to the agents, hopefully.
wait, so
why would you prefer a judge to the agents?
One has a trial.
Okay, that's fair.
That's fair, yeah.
And
you want room for democracy.
Whoa, there's an executioner? There was potentially an executioner on your trial?
Well, isn't that the phrase? I was just trying to turn a... I hope
oh,
so. I mean,
Judge
I,
Judy
I mean, I
the executioner is what they say.
Do they generally, like, kill people for laundering money
that's
for multiple
what I was...
businesses throughout multiple towns throughout southwestern BC?
Whoa, wait.
It depends on if you laundered the money with, like, a foreign hostile government. Did you do that?
Hostile, no.
Okay.
Which foreign government?
Yeah.
They were pretty passive to me, guys. Come on.
To you, but let's like...
To the nation of Canada, who are they... what are the diplomatic ties like?
It's like, you know, a couple handshakes and a wink.
And a wink?
And what's
a diplomatic wink?
You ever seen Trudeau wink at the camera?
I don't know if I have,
no.
To be honest. Maybe once.
I don't know. Maybe I'm stretching. I don't know. I don't actually really watch that much politics.
So you don't know the politics. So what nation? So this was a government nation, or was this like a multinational organization, or was this like a company, or?
Well, that seems like kind of dangerous to say, no?
Well, that's
up to you.
If you've already been on trial, I guess you can't, like, you can't get double, what's the double?
Double exposure.
Yeah.
How? Okay. So what if you're sitting between trials?
Between trials for the same crime?
Yeah. Well, multiple. I mean,
so you're charged with fraud, was it, or money laundering?
Money laundering and across
what
several cities.
I'm sure there's
BC.
A couple of counts of fraud. You'll have to talk to my lawyer about that. But
oh,
wow!
I talked to Dolly. She's pretty upset about it. You know.
Oh, I imagine your wife.
Is there any way that we could get Dolly on the phone?
I don't think she'd be comfortable talking to
okay,
me.
Fair.
That's fine.
I looked at her and she gave me quite a look. So
I imagine she's probably...
Well, she's mad. She's going to be losing the house.
Oh, you know that? Well, I mean, like, so do you have, like... So
I think she just found that out by me saying that.
We have another caller on the line.
Do you mind if we put you on hold?
No, well, I think we can do two. So let's see who's... hello, we have another caller on the line.
Hey, I think that was David Wallace from Dunder Mifflin, wasn't it?
It might have been. He's
Can you hear us still, David?
I sure can.
Can you hear the other caller?
I sure can.
Okay, sweet. So who's just calling in?
This is Dwight.
This is Dwight?
Dwight?
Yeah.
Like the Bruce. Dwight?
No.
Oh.
Different guy, same name.
Oh. Is it the same last name?
Yeah, same last name, same first name.
Are you in Eisenhower? Are you in the same line of business?
What business?
President.
Money laundering? No.
Okay.
So you're...
More
are
of
you...
a career.
Not a sustainable career, I don't think.
No, you're going to jail for multiple... Or you're on trial for multiple counts. You don't even know how many counts, it's so many.
Wow. Hey, check Wikipedia, right?
There's a Wikipedia page for your... Are you Charles Ponzi?
If you look up, that's a nice reference there, Jack. Congratulations.
Thank you. I know his first name.
Money laundering. Generally, I'm on there somewhere.
Wait, just the cause. You're such a famous money launderer that you're just on the Wikipedia page for money laundering?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dwight, what can you tell us about money laundering?
Yeah,
have you ever done it?
I've laundered my clothes. That's about it.
Okay. Well, that's a good place to start.
That's something you can't get arrested for.
David, does it start with laundering your clothes?
Well, you should. I mean, nobody likes the stinky money.
Right. Do you start laundering your clothes and you're like, you see a couple, you know, bit of money and you're like, hey.
Yeah, one day I was doing laundry. I was, you know, just cleaning the jeans, cleaning the fancy shirts, and I found like $4,000 of unmarked $100 bills.
Wow.
And I just put them in my pocket, funneled them through multiple, you know, Chinese food places and small businesses throughout the southwestern BC. I don't get it. It's my money. I found it.
Okay.
In the laundry.
And you just left them in your jeans.
Exactly.
Everyone does that.
That's what I'm trying to tell people.
That's like when you have take an old coat out.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And then there's like a $5 bill.
Yeah, and well, maybe just like, you know, the high efficiency rinse cycle just washed off the markings from the dollars.
Yeah, that's
not up to me.
Is that what your lawyer's telling you to say?
I'm currently getting a nod. Yes, continue.
Oh,
cool.
He's there.
We're good.
So your wife and your lawyer are in the room on this phone call right now.
always present. Go without them.
Am I right to say that you're in a precarious legal situation making this phone call?
Probably.
Like, if you need your wife and your lawyer there, it sounds like this is not good for you.
Dwight, is your wife and your lawyer there?
No, I'm in the parking lot at Save On Foods.
Oh, nice. Dude, what'd you buy?
Oh, nothing yet. I was just so enthralled with this conversation on the radio, I had to stop and call.
It's good to hear. What are you buying? Are you getting dinner stuff?
Oh, no, we just had dinner, and I think we're going to, you know, get some snacks.
Who's we?
Me and some other human being.
Oh, I mean, I would be
being
surprised.
Being a bit cagey there.
Yeah.
Other undisclosed human.
There's a lot of humans on this. Is it Charles Ponzi?
Could be. Could not be.
David, if you had a question for hypothetically for Charles Ponzi, what would you ask him?
I'd ask him if he could sell maybe some makeup products to 10 of his friends.
Oh, I see. So yeah, you're saying
I'd ask him for Ponzi.
Okay.
Did he do the sauce too? The Japanese lemon soy sauce?
Oh, no, that's Charles Ponzu.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a different guy.
Yeah,
okay.
I imagine they meet
a lot of Japanese men named Charles. Good on him.
Yeah, but and he got a sauce named after him, so he must have been a big guy.
Yeah, a big guy.
For you.
Okay, well, I gotta go, guys. Bye.
Oh, okay.
See you later, Dwight.
Hey, thanks for calling, Dwight. Thanks for listening. Okay, so that was...
What a time that was.
David, you're still on the line, though, correct?
I sure am. I'm right here.
Okay, sweet. Thank you so much. Anytime. I guess... your life is multifaceted, and I'm still trying to understand your chronology.
Like the timeline?
Yeah, well, like your entire deal, I guess, is maybe a better word for it.
Well, like, you know, as a young boy, I always enjoyed making money and my friends not having money. And...
Oh, you liked your friends not having money?
Well, yeah, like, not like specifically them being... like $0, but me taking the money away from them.
Oh.
It was my, like, out of their hands, into my pockets.
Like the hustle.
The hustle. You know, that's part of my slogan.
Do the hustle?
Do the Bartman?
Do the Bartman.
sell dollies.
And sell dollies. Oh, yes, yeah, so maybe, so... Is the dolly business a part of the, like, is it implicated in the money laundering and your many potential alleged crimes?
Well, I'll tell you.
Please do.
That's porcelain the idea dolls. Of a question.
Porcelain dolls. Well, that's okay. Fair enough. But porcelain dolls are great for storage.
I'm assuming they aren't solid porcelain. Things.
Well...
What doll is solid porcelain?
That'd be a very heavy doll for a young child. Here, take this one-ton doll. That looks like a scary nightmare.
So you put things in the dolls?
Allegedly.
If you were to,
what would you?
Yeah. How would you do it? And what would you have put in the dolls?
This is all alleged. This is all satire. Wink, wink. You know.
Wink, wink. A little political wink and a handshake. If you catch my
drift. like a classic Justin Trudeau.
The Trudeau wink and nod and. essentially, what you do is you take a small drill with a diamond bit, some water. And whatever illicit substance you wish to conceal. And you conceal it with the drill. You put the drill inside the doll. Mm-hmm. Ship the doll.
You put the drill inside the doll?
Otherwise, where does the drill go? You're going to get caught.
Oh,
and
so
then you're going to end up like me.
Okay. Well, so you put the drill inside the doll. So you're having to use one drill for every doll. So you're going through a lot of drills. And diamond... tip or bit or whatever it is, and
the time, yeah.
Well, the diamonds,
drill bits are expensive.
I wouldn't think they would be. Like if they're just the tip, it's not the whole thing, right?
That's what they say.
Hmm. So it's not like a Minecraft diamond kind of full thing. It's just the diamond tip.
Yeah, but I still have to dig down to layer 13 to find it, and that's kind of annoying.
Yeah. So you're putting things in dolls, and so you're also, not only are you money laundering, but you're potentially drug trafficking? Allegedly.
I haven't been caught yet.
But
so
you're,
far, so good.
You're on trial?
Yeah, what are you... So
I have,
you
no, I haven't been caught for that part. No, 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 no. They busted me for all the money.
And your lawyer is saying this is all chill to say.
On a radio show that is heard, from here to the Save on Foods.
Yeah.
He's listening to the podcast in his headphones, or sorry, the radio as it's playing, and he's giving me a sharp no.
Oh.
With a knife.
With a knife? He's got a knife. Hey,
he's holding a knife.
David's lawyer, put the knife down.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
Oh.
Does that work?
You heard David's lawyer. He's lowering it. He's thinking about it. He's looking at me.
David lawyer, please.
David lawyer, come on. Can we get David lawyer on the phone?
Shaking his head no. He says that.
Could he pass?
Too expensive for you.
It might be. Wow. Is he charging you? What are his rates?
Oh, dude, it's like a couple $100 an hour.
Yeah, that's kind of lawyers. Lawyers, they do make a lot of money.
That's the thing.
He keeps shaking his head, yeah, when rubbing his fingers.
Oh, I don't need to be a jerk about it.
No, he's just goofing around. He knows him.
But you know what they say about, it's good that you have a lawyer, because some people, they do the what's the thing, where you self-defend?
Yeah.
Self-defense.
Doing it like Bono.
What's that?
Because if he has a copyright case, he defends himself. That's what they say, you do it like pro bono. Because he's a professional musician.
Oh my god! So, but they say you gotta you're if you represent yourself, you got a you got an idiot as a lawyer.
What do you mean? Wait, I have an idiot as a lawyer?
No, like if you
David lawyer, you're an idiot.
No, I would never say that.
Oh no, sorry. No, I got you now. I misunderstood.
Yeah, like if you represent yourself,
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
No, I thought about it, and I was like doing some Googling, and my wife totally talked me out of that. She was not impressed.
So what did you Google?
She thought I was acting. How to win cases.
Good first
start. And all I learned was how to win more deal or no deal.
Oh, to win the cases that the models are holding.
Unfortunately.
Does that show still on?
Does that show still on? That's a good question. I don't know.
Doesn't it though?
Doesn't that show still on?
I think Howie Mandel might be too busy with making TikToks to be hosting.
Does Howie Mandel make TikToks?
Howie Mandel makes a lot of TikToks. You'll be able to watch a lot of them when you're in the Slammer. I'll send you a phone.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, Jack will bake a phone into a cake.
Yeah,
and then
bake a cake into a phone.
Hey, they'd never suspect.
Yeah,
a
they'd
phone
be like, "Oh,
in
this
a phone-shaped cake."
Oh, I was saying, like, this is a phone. You give it to them. You take off the battery, and it's just cake in the battery pack.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then when you wipe off the cake, it's a picture of Jack's face. Like,
there's an idea.
Because that way, if they find out, they're like, oh, it's just cake. But they don't know in the cake. Something
it's another phone.
It's another phone.
Oh.
It came from inside the house.
So how did you meet your wife?
Dolly?
Yeah, Dolly.
We met in college.
What class?
We were in different courses. She was making porcelain dolls. I was making dollies.
Oh. So you were like the handyman, and she was the artist.
Yeah, and we took our visions together, and we made our business. And, you know, 30 years later, we're still doing okay.
30 years. So you're on the older side of things.
40-something, but, you know, I'm slightly...
Wait, 40s? What? So you must have met quite young.
I was in college at about 11, but don't worry.
Whoa,
about that,
so you're incredibly smart.
This is like a Doogie Howser situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, a little bit.
What were you in college for?
But I'm just going to interrupt. Just in a side note for a potential character, Loogie Howser.
Oh, but he can't stop. He does surgery and he spits in people.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that one.
So,
I do like that one.
So sorry, Jack, what were you going to ask?
That threw me off. That's too good of an idea. I like the idea.
I'm too distracted at the image.
Yeah, just thinking, scalpel.
Like he rubs his hands together like, nurse, time for the surgery.
Well, we got another call.
We got another call. So let's pick up the phone and...
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, who is this?
Who do you think it is?
Well, I
got a clue.
I got a clue.
It's Natalie Morris.
What the heck? Natalie, do you have you been listening to David?
Oh, I have met David before. Hello.
You've met David before?
Yeah.
No, this isn't that David.
Many porcelain dolls.
Okay, you're not allowed to have multiple friends with the same name. That's very confusing.
That's David's lawyer. What do you think of that rule?
He says two thumbs up, but he's shaking his head no.
What? That's confusing. You should be, if you're hiring a guy to be a lawyer, you should be. Natalie, how's it going? What's up?
Not much. Just kind of walking home. Thought I'd give my favorite radio show a call.
Oh, yeah.
How you
Eat
doing?
Fresh
what are you
air.
Talking about this week?
We are talking to a guy, David, who owns a business called Dollies, Dollies, and Dolls.
Yep.
Are you in a wind? I hear a wind.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
This isn't the best time to call.
No, it's okay. No, I'm glad you
wind
called.
Wind in Ontario.
So you're in...
Sorry, now I'm next to a club. Oh, my boy. I love you so much. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Don't cry.
Don't...
Stop it.
Stop it.
Cry a little bit.
Sick of it. So you are in London, Ontario. Oh my God.
Yes, I am. I'm so sorry. Okay.
This is outrageous. Get into a recording booth.
So you're,
well, maybe I'll just booth. Say goodbye then if it's that bad.
No. It's okay.
Don't say goodbye.
So what's, how's work?
Not too bad. I'll give you some intel about my life. I just secured my internship.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Where at?
Western University.
Oh, that!
I'm in their HR department.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
Don't tell anyone else my program, because that was one of the better ones.
You are saying it on a wide broadcast.
And we have a lot of your other fellow people listen to it. They talk about it all the time.
Yeah, we're big at Western.
I mean,
yeah.
I've introduced a fair amount of people.
Oh my God.
did they ever talk to you again?
No, but I'm trying. I'll get one day, you guys.
No, I appreciate
the effort.
Word of mouth.
Yeah, we get a lot of unique listeners for one episode, and then they stop.
Yeah. We did get a
I would
call.
Argue better engagement that way.
Yeah.
I would say.
So what
I don't know much about engagement, but.
What do you think of this character? Natalie, you know the character Doogie Howser?
I'm familiar, yes.
What about a guy named Loogie Howser? Like he hucks loogies.
I'm infinitely more... interested, attracted to, and committed to him, this man.
I like
Doogie
that
Howser,
idea.
Doogie Howser, dead to me. I hate him.
Loogie Howser.
Loogie Howser, on the other hand.
That's alive to you. Enjoying
Loogie
him.
Hours.
Anyway, boys, sorry. I am in the wind, so I'll let you get back.
All right,
we should probably wrap up.
So it was great to hear from you, Natalie.
Yep.
Bye, Natalie.
Yeah, you're a Canada-wide fan.
Canada-wide fans cross nation to nation.
Hashtag RPC. Hashtag cheeser.
Hell yeah. Natalie is a definite age cheddar.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Age like wine.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I think she's gone now. Yeah. So, David, you're still on the phone?
I sure am.
Yeah, so we're going to be wrapping up soon. Do you have any final... things you want to tell the world?
To do business properly, you must first establish the beta and then sell dollies to people.
The beta? Like the beta testing or the...
The beta of the pack.
Oh!
Are you the beta of your pack?
No. Maybe.
Okay.
Yes. Most definitely.
As your lawyer
is saying yes.
That's not a good thing to hear from a lawyer.
He gives me three thumbs up.
Three?
Sounds like a good movie to me.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, we're getting another call. So stay on the phone, Dave. So let's...
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Is Jack there?
Yes.
Jack is here.
I'm here. What's up?
We only got a few more...
Hey, Jack. It's your friend, Alex. You know, Alex Pandey. Alex.
That's good to hear. Alex. Good to hear you're not Tristan's friend. What's up?
What time are you coming over tomorrow, Jack?
I'm not sure. Is Tristan invited?
Okay. Yeah, Tristan's invited too. I was gonna say bring Sophie. Owen's girlfriend's coming. We're gonna play Monopoly.
Yes, Sophie's coming too.
Okay, nice. Right.
This is like a bit of a major at to just be like, oh, this thing that you've already established with the other guy.
hey, you've got a group chat with two of my friends that I'm not in, so maybe back off.
Who do I?
Well, we'll talk about that off air. I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll see you guys tomorrow then, I guess.
All right,
okay,
bye.
Thanks, Alex.
I feel like this could have been done over Facebook.
Okay, David, you're still there?
I sure am. What a roller coaster.
All right, well, it's been great talking to you, David.
It's been lovely.
All right, have a good one. Hey, good luck in court.
Thank you. Thank you. I need it. Much love.
I need it.
Bye-bye.
All right, this has been a blockbuster episode of Radio
Pizza
Party.
It really has. In the last 15 minutes, it got wild.
Had more calls than we've had in about 3 months. What a time.
Yeah, so thank you for listening.
Yeah, honestly, thanks.
Subscribe on iTunes to us.
Or Spotify. I think we're on Spotify.
Are we?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, okay. We'll find out. Subscribe.
We're not on Overcast. Actually, we are on Overcast.
Are we?
I think so.
Oh, okay. rate and review. Follow me on Twitter, tbone_Wheeler.
Wheeler.
And
goodbye.
And goodbye. Up next
They could have heard my Twitter ad at the start of the show. I'm not saying it again.
That's true. So up next is Post-Rock. Post-Rock Canada.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Swag, have a pedigree implanted medically, cause you like the heredity. Every body I'm godly, I got longevity. Still be rocking in my 70s, clocking presidents or prime ministers. Rhymes conjure divine images. Angelic, can't help it, my mind limitless. Fine vintages, big jags with shine finishes. Stay focused, my mind infrared. I'm still searching on my Roy Ayers. Been in the game, tuned out the noisemakers. Major leagues ain't for toys, players. Free agent, but I'm poised for greater. My crew unified like Boilermakers. I'm the shit out of toilet paper. Push weight like an oil tanker. I got presence like a statue. Gargoyles flank you. Avoid the fake ones. The voyage is the destination. You can't take nothing with your joy and pain, kid. You see the champ raining, champagneing. I don't give a damn what you think. No campaigning. Magical dust. I'm like a Mazalean shaman. I don't understand you lame ones. A damn shame, son. Funny style in the game. Fame gaining. Respect losing. We wild ones. You can't tame us. I got fam like a weigh-ins. Curtains for your haters. Raise my two hands like amen.